From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Now that a deal between Democrats and Republicans has been reached in the Senate, the leaders are trying to move quickly to pass a bill in the chamber to fund the Department of Homeland Security before it runs out of money at midnight Friday. NPR's Elsa Chang reports Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has agreed to move forward on a funding bill before the House acts.
Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid had demanded that Speaker John Boehner first promise that the House would pass a clean funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security, that is, one without any policy provisions attached. But Reid reversed his position and has agreed to let a clean bill move forward in the Senate without any assurances yet from House Republicans.
So we look forward to working with our Republican colleagues in the next 24 hours to get this done. All eyes now shift to the House of Representatives as soon as we pass our clean funding bill.
But passing that bill in the Senate could still take days unless every single senator agrees to fast-track the process. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Meanwhile, President Obama traveled to the heavily Latino state of Florida today to increase political pressure on Republicans to pass the bill funding the Department of Homeland Security. NPR's Maura Liasson has that story.
The president is sitting for an interview about immigration with the Spanish-language network Telemundo and participating in a town hall meeting on immigration. But before he left for Florida, he met at the White House with a group of immigration advocates. He told them that despite a ruling by a district court judge in Texas blocking him from issuing temporary work permits to certain groups of immigrants here illegally, he would move ahead with other parts of his immigration actions, including deportation relief for up to 5 million immigrants. He also said he was confident he would ultimately prevail in court. The president's moves on immigration are very popular with Hispanic voters, but unpopular with the conservative base of the Republican Party, which calls them executive amnesty. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is once again taking aim at other world powers who he says have, quote, given up in terms of dealing with what he says are Iran's efforts to develop a nuclear weapon. The Israeli leader who's due in Washington next week, making his remarks during a meeting of his Likud party. Secretary of State John Kerry today said Netanyahu may be wrong in his opposition to negotiating a deal with Iran to rein in its disputed program. Netanyahu is expected to tell U.S. lawmakers he doesn't believe Tehran is negotiating in good faith. Sales of new homes were mostly flat in January. The government reporting today, sales of new homes fell 0.2% to a seasonally adjusted 481,000. Marks a slight decrease from the previous month, but is up more than 5% from the same period a year ago. Stocks bounced around today and closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 15 points and the session at 18,224. That was a new record high. NASDAQ lost a fraction of a point. The S&P 500 fell 1.5. You're listening to NPR. The case of convicted killer Jodi Arias has now gone to an Arizona jury, which will decide whether she should be sentenced to death or given life in prison for the murder of her boyfriend. The defense lawyer made his final plea for mercy today. Arias was convicted in 2013 in the stabbing death of Travis Alexander, where the jury was deadlocked on her punishment, prompting a penalty retrial. Prosecutors claim Arias killed her boyfriend in a jealous rage over another woman. Arias has admitted to killing Alexander, but says it was in self-defense. Parts of the southeast are bracing for what could be the most snow they've gotten in 4 years. Mackenzie Bates of Alabama Public Radio reports on a storm system that's making its way across the region.
The snow began falling around noon and will continue through the evening as northern and central Alabama remain under a winter storm warning. Andy Kula is a senior meteorologist at the NWS in Huntsville. He says conditions will go downhill fast as temperatures fall, dumping a lot of snow at a rate of 1 inch per hour.
Our current forecast have the highest accumulations running across mainly south of the Tennessee River, about 4 to 6 inches of total snow. But there could be higher amounts in that band, especially from Cullman into Marshall and DeKalb counties, depending on how this sets up.
Schools and offices shut down today in advance of the snow. For NPR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
A warning from two top House Republicans about plans to allow Washington, D.C. residents to possess or grow marijuana for their personal use. Not so fast. Representative Jason Chaffetz from Utah and Republican Mark Meadows in a letter to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser questioning whether the city can put in place a voter-approved measure allowing residents to legally possess either 2 ounces of marijuana or 3 marijuana plants. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.